Hello, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about the surprising benefits to cardiovascular health within strength training and how you and the perfect workout can make it happen. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back, everybody. In today's episode, we're going to talk a lot about heart health. This is the number one killer. The largest disease on the planet right now is cardiovascular disease, and it's taken us till episode whatever the number this is.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
And particularly because there's a lot of cool stuff to say here. We early on in our episodes, we talked about the extra benefits you get from strength training. We went a little bit more deeply into cognitive health, depression, anxiety. We got into metabolism and hormones, etc. So we've saved a good one here. So Jim, take it away. Heart health and cardiovascular.
Everybody sort of understands that exercise is a great thing to do for your heart. But usually they talk about cardio, and even the name cardio is named after the heart. So it turns out that actually strength training is the best thing that we could be doing for our heart. And there's a few reasons why. The first thing is that the heart, as it pumps, if you think about it, blood comes in and then blood goes out. It's like when you inhale and exhale. The amount of air you can exhale is dependent upon the air that you can inhale. So I was a trumpet player in my first career. If I had a big, difficult thing coming up, I would take a larger breath to have more air, right? So that made it easier for me. Like when you're a fireplace with a bellows, you don't do little things like you open up the whole thing so you don't have to work so hard. And you can be more efficient and more effective with the air when you have more to use. So keep that in your head. Now, you have blood coming in, so the venous return of the blood, and then you have the blood coming out as it gets pumped. When you have forceful muscular contractions, it milks venous return into the one chamber of the heart, and then you have what's called your stroke volume, the amount of blood that's then pushed out. Now, your heart rate times your stroke volume is your cardiac output. And so when you're doing cardio, you're doing work with muscle, and that's why the heart rate picks up. That's why the breath rate picks up. But it's not that forceful, and it's very intermittent. It's left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg. And as a result, you don't have as much venous return. So now your beats per minute needs to pick up to produce the cardiac output that you need. So the heart has to work harder. But this is a stressful, long-term stress because you go jogging or you walk or whatever you're doing, long bike rides. It's much healthier to have large amounts of blood coming in through forceful muscle contractions, which then the heart can, like the big bellows, efficiently pump it out. And so as a result, you have a greater increase in cardiac output because the stroke volume is so much greater. So give the heart more blood to work with, it can pump out more cardiac output, and it creates healthy downstream effects and actually places a greater demand, the larger amount of blood, on the heart, which it then adapts to by becoming more capable. So that's just one thing. The next thing is that you have nitric oxide inside the cells. And then under certain conditions, like the conditions that are produced metabolically when you contract against resistance, that nitric oxide is released into the bloodstream. And it's a vasodilator. So when you vasodilate, you make your entire endothelium larger in diameter, the tubes through which the blood travels. So now you have a couple effects. One, the blood pressure goes down over time. So now hypertension is addressed, which is a huge part of heart disease and then the constellation of conditions around heart disease. So you're having vasodilation. The heart is beating healthier because it has more blood to work with. And also strength training has been shown to reduce systemic inflammation by reducing, you're burning out all that sugar out of your muscles. So incoming sugar doesn't get stored as fat or gums up the works. It goes into the muscle through nutrient partitioning. So over the months, you have lower levels of inflammation, you have reduced blood pressure, and so you're going to have reduced things like highly sensitive C-reactive protein, the measure of inflammation, that's going to go down. And another thing is that when we have triglycerides in the blood, fats in the blood, that to HDL ratio is a huge predictor of coronary events. But strength training can aggressively reduce the amount of triglyceride in the blood. And so through the mechanisms I mentioned, but also through what happens to your blood work when you begin strength training, your heart, all the things that a doctor would look at to say your heart is at risk, all those metrics improve. when you begin strength training. But there is no sort of cardio that does the same thing. The only cardio that does the same thing is high intensity interval training. Now, why does it do that? It's because you're doing more work with more muscle. So it's more intense. Well, that's what strength training is. And it's like I said in several episodes ago, walking's better than sitting and jogging's better than walking. Sprinting's better than running. So when you do more work with muscle, it benefits the entire cardiovascular system, the entire cardiopulmonary system, because the purpose of the heart and lungs and the entire circulatory system is to support the working muscle, the largest skeletal muscles that we have. So these are some of the reasons that you think you're just getting stronger. And that's what you think your strength training is for. But what's actually happening, the hidden, like invisible win, and especially if there's someone watching this and you are working out at a perfect workout or have been for a while, you're already getting this benefit. This is something, the benefit you've already been reaping. Your heart, your lungs, your entire circulatory system is more capable, is thriving and prospering, and is less likely to suffer a cardiopulmonary event because of the work you've been doing with your muscles during the strength training sessions. So there's a lot of different things that can help, but man, strength training is an incredibly powerful lever to pull for the purpose of improving your heart health and your cardiovascular health.
I'm glad you talked about some of those paradigms there around quote-unquote cardio. You talked about that early on, actually, with the study around VO2 max.
Right.
If you remember that conversation, and maybe you highlight that.
Yeah, improvements in cardio are, it's actually happening in the muscle. And that study was from, I think it was 1976. And in the study, they put the mask on and you tested VO2 max, the velocity of oxygen uptake. That's how they're measuring cardio, basically, like oxygen uptake, your ability to take it up and use it. And they measured it. And then they did on an exercise bike. For 12 weeks, they had these guys do sprint training, but with one leg. So train them with one leg for 12 weeks. Other leg was stationary. They test them again. And when they test them on the trained leg, the VO2 max improvement was something like 22 or 23%, something like that. And they thought, well, that's expected. That's what we usually see. But then when they tested the untrained leg that did not receive any cardio training, there was no improvement at all. It was the same as it was 12 weeks prior. So then the researchers thought, if VO2 max improvement in your cardiovascular ability is a systemic, like a heart and lung, that's where the good stuff is happening, it would be applied to everywhere else in the body. Every limb would see that benefit. But how come with this leg, it's 22% greater than this leg? Why is the cardio different for this leg and that leg? And it led them to this conclusion that we now know that the improvements in VO2 maxine are because of what's happening in the muscle, right? Not in the heart and lungs is not what's improving when your cardio improves. Your muscles are improving at their ability to take up oxygen, combust the oxygen for energy, and buffer out, dispose of the waste product. That process can ramp up through muscular training. And as a result, the heart and lungs don't have to work so hard. And as a result, you get less out of breath. Your heart rate doesn't spike like it used to. It feels to you like, oh, my cardio's better. Because I used to do this same thing and be way out of breath, but now I'm not. So my cardio must be better, my heart and lungs. No, your muscles are better at doing what they do because you've trained the muscles. So paradoxically, strength training is the best thing you can do for cardio because it most forcefully and potently upregulates, improves the ability of the target muscle to do what it needs to do to meet the demand that you've placed on it. So that's why cardio is sort of a misnomer because cardio comes from the heart, but the action's all happening in the muscle.
And so don't just take our word for it. We measure what matters, right? We've talked about this. So there's some things in our phone application that we've built in for this. In a prior episode, we talked about advanced blood work. There are lots of things in your blood work that your physician can talk to you about when it comes to getting a good picture of your cardiovascular health. C-reactive protein on inflammation. If you open up our app right now and go to the store, you'll also notice some Withings devices. Withings is a French medical company that's doing some really cool stuff. We've got some cool scales in there, but we also have a blood pressure monitor in there that just syncs right up to your phone, and you can put the blood pressure in there to track the changes in your blood pressure over time. And those are really important to track, and that's why we do that here. There are some wearables that are okay at tracking a rough assumed VO2 max. At least you can think about the trend over time.
Right.
I'm sure they'll get better in the future. If you're really serious about it, maybe once a year or once every other year, you can go do a VO2 max test
in a place where you put the mask on and you do the bike or you
like
do the treadmill.
Or one of those
places. Exactly. Which I recommend. And then there's some stuff you could talk to your physician about when it comes to other elements of heart health too, like a calcium score, things like that. But those would be one of those sort of more like less often tests that I would recommend we do. And at the Perfect Workout, though, we do try to look at the things that are happening more acutely, like the blood work and your blood pressure and things like that too. So
yeah. And the stuff we do at the Perfect Workout, it's the best thing you can be doing for your heart, and it doesn't impact your joints and waste your time. So there's lots of good stuff to do for the heart, but out of two things that are equally effective, you should probably do the one that's safer.
Mm-hmm.
And if two things are equally effective and equally safe, you should do the one that's most efficient.
Right.
And that's us.
That you can adhere to.
Right.
So I'll come all the way back. We'll wrap this up by coming all the way back to episode one, where we were actually just fresh off of South by Southwest. We saw Dr. Atiyah talking there. His book, Outlive, which I think is 2, 3, 4 years. I don't know. It's been on the bestseller list for a long time. Really talks about these four horsemen, like the most common disease, heart health or cancer, you know, cardiovascular disease, et cetera. And his number one takeaway for longevity and health span is exercise. And here we are today talking about the additional benefits of strength training at the Perfect Workout and Fast Fit. And we're right back to square one here, which is exercise.
Full circle.
There it is. All right, man.
Right on.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.